Welcome in, time for KER Politics, thought-provoking views from leaders in the field. The views of our guests do not necessarily represent the views of either Corey or Big Al.
Now, time for KER Politics.
Hey, welcome in, time for Daily Editorial. Jimmy and I have been spending most of the morning here this Friday on recording the daily, the weekend radio show, and we've almost got that done. I'm going to devote most of our time this afternoon to discussing that, so we thought we would squeeze in a Daily Editorial here. The Daily Editorial we're squeezing in has to do with basically, in a number of the comments that some of you folks are giving that we really, really appreciate. We have the strongest bloggers from an intelligence standpoint, from a common sense standpoint, from an intuitive standpoint than any other site out there. I really, really believe that. Having said that, you guys are talking quite a bit about we really have to push back as Americans. We cannot let our country falter, etc., etc. I personally think that that pushback is starting right now with the polling numbers that are coming out for Joe Biden. The numbers are absolutely abysmal. I am amazed. There's got to be serious panic going on within the Democratic Party right now, because unless they do something really dramatic and really, really out of the box, Jerry, there is no way that anything is going to happen in 2024 other than they're going to get simply slaughtered. Even the New York Times, as we mentioned on the radio show this weekend, is coming out right now and they're saying, you know, a majority of Democrats don't even want to see Biden run for president in 2024. Going to be interesting to see what happens when the governor of California visits the White House today and tomorrow. Going to be interesting to see if anything comes out of that. My guess is probably nothing will, because they probably want to keep, if they have a plan for him, they certainly want to keep that under wraps, they being the Democrats. Opine on that, Jimmy, would you?
Yeah, the numbers are tragic for Biden, but it's very reflective of how poorly he's managing the nation,
right.
His administration. He's not managing anything. So I think, you know, with Newsom and, you know, they're looking and they're scouring for opportunities and possibilities, doing polling, probably doing focus groups, probably getting all their advocates out there to figure out how to approach this problem that they've created themselves, which is getting Joe Biden in office after James Clyburn from South Carolina got him to win the primary here and then force out the other competitors,
right,
on the condition that he was going to be the moderate guy that was going to stabilize things and bring sanity back to the U.S. So whether you believe 81 million people voted for Joe Biden or not, the reality is he has failed miserably at that argument or at that task. He has not brought us together. He's divided us even more. His administration has divided us even more. And the different groups that are vying for power inside the White House are going all out to push their agendas as quickly as possible. And I think it's a strategy. It's a certain type of conflict strategy where you throw everything all over the place and then hope that some of it sticks. And then now they're in this desperate situation to try to sort this out because of the selection of Kamala Harris as vice president,
right,
and the lack of support that she has and the failures that they've had in economy, in border, in international relations, in the withdrawal of Afghanistan, with domestic policy, with the COVID relations, with the COVID, corrupt COVID policies through, you know, these different pharmaceutical companies and the big businesses and the kowtowing to the elitists, the mm-hmm. ideologues that believe that somehow they know better than everyone else. as they sort through this problem, they're scouring for whatever they can. And it's funny because you had mentioned on the weekend show that Pelosi and Schumer are at fault with this. Well, guess what? Gavin Newsom is related to Nancy Pelosi. And of course, a big part of his success in California has been because of her backhanded support. So my guess is she's probably looking at this young guy that's been able to smooth talk and lie his way into power there and actually hold it somehow, what effectively after this last recall election, that maybe he's the solution to the progressives' problem. And I don't know if this will turn out well, but it's really not about 2024. It's about November 2022 coming up right away and how much of an impact both, the mail-in ballots, the different areas that the Democrats are kind of trying to focus on and how much frustration is out there. And we don't know how effective they're going to be. And you talk about a possibility of throwing something out there. Every major left-wing network right now is screaming about the Omicron BA5 variant in order to push masks and probably separate people in order to get mail-in ballots again. And this is, I mean, it's the old same story.
All over the Wall Street Journal yesterday, all over primarily the Seattle Times yesterday, by the way. And what you're saying is exactly what's in that, what was in those papers that I read last night.
Yeah, I think they are absolutely trying to do what they've done in the past. You know, they don't have a very creative template. The Adam Schiff contrived Mueller investigation, of course, with Comey and FBI and the Department of Justice actually supporting that entire facade, that lie, that they did it again with Ukraine phone call with Zelensky. And of course, you know, they called all kinds of corruption and everything. And now look at what the Biden regime's doing with Zelensky in Ukraine. It's unbelievable the incoherence that they have in their arguments. And they're using the same template that they did in those two impeachment processes to go, and the third impeachment process. So I guess the first one was an impeachment, but the Ukrainian call and then the January 6th impeachment effort just before Trump left office. They're doing everything they can to try to use whatever they can to throw at the wall. And they're beginning to talk to a smaller and smaller audience because most people are starting to say, what the heck is going on?
Right.
I've seen this story before and it's a bunch of lies.
Yep.
So I think it's I think it's the methodology they're using. I think it's to their detriment, and I think it is reflective of a very disjointed group. They call themselves the Big Tent Party, where they pull in all these little groups to get together, the Democrats. And you know what that's doing? It's splintering them, and it's dividing the nation. It's dividing the country. It's dividing their party, and it's really undermining the national security and the future of the best nation that ever existed on the planet.
Well, you know, what I think is interesting is I'm pretty focused on the West Coast right now, obviously living here. But if Newsom happens to get the nod for the presidential nomination in 2024, he's, I would believe, of course, going to carry Washington, Oregon, and California. How big a voting block in terms of being able to carry really the entire election does Washington, Oregon, and California represent? I'd have to say California is huge, but so is Texas.
Yeah, I mean, Florida is looks like it's out of the running as a battleground state. Texas, the Democrats kept arguing that it was going to be a battleground state. I think Beto O'Rourke has just completely sabotaged his efforts for governor.
Yeah.
I think Texans are waking up. Floridians are waking up. I'm actually not convinced that Washington is going to it's pretty crazy. Seattle's pretty crazy. But the level of frustration with, police, law enforcement, that there may be a change, and this will be very Patty Murray is up for re-election and Tiffany Smiley, a very strong advocate for her husband, who was a soldier who was blinded, the first active duty blind soldier to ever serve.
Mm-hmm.
And she really struggled with the VA and helped the Trump administration reestablish, get some control in the VA.
Right.
She's running against Murray, and the numbers are really close, shocking the Democrats. The problem in Washington, California, Oregon, mail-in ballots, lack of voter ID requirements. You can't win in states that cheat. And unfortunately, it's pretty clear that they have controls over the system. There's nobody that investigates because they control, you know, all the houses of their legislatures and the executive branches. So it's a really tough place. The West Coast is a really tough place to have any accountability to actually.
Well, it really is. And Patty Murray is a real, real seasoned professional, Paul. There's no question about that. I've been following her opponent, who I really like a lot for all the right reasons. Most of my colleagues and friends out here really like Murray's opponent also, but I think Patty's a little bit too strong, if you want to know the truth, Jimmy.
The negative part with Patty Murray is she really has no history of success in anything. She doesn't really help the state at all. And she, she's been around for a long time. She's number three in the Senate. But that's not, I don't know if that's going to help being a Democrat, being in the top, you know, that close to Chuck Schumer anywhere. If the numbers actually prevail with the public outrage over what's happening, you're going to see a change around the nation. And the possibility is there could be a little change right there in Washington. I don't know if it's going to be, but it'll be close. It'll be closer than the Democrats want, even in Washington. And I think that will portend big changes in other states, and certainly in the House, because the Hispanic vote is now less than 40% supporting of the Democrats. That's crazy change from being 60, 65, 68% support, flipping the other way. And just, this is unheard of in historical terms in the U.S. Right. It's, you know, so that's going to really hurt. The black vote is diminishing very strongly. And again, what I talked about previously is the excitement, you know, with a 64% of Democrats saying, yeah, maybe Joe Biden shouldn't run again. And the frustration with the economy, the inflation, all the policies that are out there, the border issues, the foreign policy issues, the devastation that continues, this administration continues to support in Iraq through just bad, bad strategy. What happened in Afghanistan, each of these issues could really, really spin the election. I don't know if they're going to be able to cheat their way out of it without, you know, just absolute craziness, as you say. And I think there is a great opportunity. You know, not that all the Republicans are the greatest candidates out there. I there's some of them that are just unbelievably, you know, foolish and corrupt and still looking as the elitists.
Yeah.
But I think there's an opportunity here to at least wake up the country and wake up the moderate Democrats, the people that just don't want to see the craziness that's going on.
Well, you know what? Let's see what happens. I'm very anxious, quite frankly, to see what's going to be on the news starting today, probably through Monday and Tuesday of next week. It depends how big a role, in my opinion, it depends how big a role Newsom is going to be playing in the future of the Democratic Party. I didn't realize that he was a relative, blood relative of apparently Pelosi. I didn't realize that. So you know where her bat, which field it's going to be planted towards. So the next 3 or 4 days in the news will be very, very interesting. California's got a lot of voters, but then again, so does Texas, so does Florida, et cetera, Jim.
Yeah.
Anyhow, Jimmy.
Yeah, hey, I just want to make clarity. So they're related. Pelosi and Newsom are related, but I don't think they're actual blood relation. It's like a nephew through marriage.
Yeah.
But I'm not exactly sure how that is. But if you go down through a chart of the politics in California, you can search on the internet and look at the who's in power and where all these people are connected to. You look at a very elite class that has controlled California politics for a long time, and it's very disturbing because it's almost like kings and queens. And unfortunately, we've got to move back to an actual republic where this is no longer the way things should be run.
Of course we do. Ladies and gentlemen, Jimmy and I are going to be spending the rest of the day recording the weekend radio show. It's going to be a good one. Let's get some comments on this one, though.
To find out more about today's guest, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You are listening to KER Politics. We will be back in a moment.